Learned Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Learned Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgro on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 835, up 28 and 3 quarters. July, 823 and a half, now 3 quarters, up 19 and 3 quarters. Soft May wheat, 710 and a half, up 11 and 3 quarters. July, 716 and 3 quarters, now a half, up 9 and a quarter. May corn, 495 and a half, down 7 and 3 quarters. July, $5 and a half, down 6 and a half. December, 494 and a half, down 5. May soybeans, 1475 and a half, up 2. July, 1463 and a half, up 2 and a half. November, 1223, down 2 and 1 half. May soybean meal, 480.810, up 140. May soybean oil, 41.18, up 26 cents. June live cattle, 138.70, down 55. May feeders, 183.52 and a half, down 42 and a half. And May lean hogs are 117.10, and they're down 27 and one half. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Pretty clear what's going on in the wheat market with the tour giving some additional emphasis there. Not quite so clear what's going on in the corn and soybean markets and the two-day decline that we've seen down to suspected support levels and corn actually blowing through its uptrend, and now we're kind of on high alert there for the December. Beans making a small comeback. Let's begin with the soybeans. Is there more going on here than the anecdotal information that Eastern feeders are bought up and don't need no more beans for the summer?
I think so, Dave, because I think fundamentally the market has been negative in the soy complex except for the meal market, and we got a big question answered this week about the meal market when it came to the delivery on Wednesday, and there were no bullish fireworks in meal on Wednesday. And I think between that and the fact that the investment funds were buying soy into the end of April, but then once we turn the calendar to May, that investment fund buying, I think it was not present. And so, therefore, I think we had, simply put, a return to the fundamentals because you didn't feed the bull in the meal market. Because I say that from a standpoint that, you know, from Illinois to Ohio, spot meal is running 40 to 60 over, and it's darn near the same price as the Gulf price right now for meal. And so there's this $50 to $60 a ton premium in the cash meal market in the interior versus May futures. And I think the trade was wondering whether the May futures and meal would skyrocket higher, and we didn't get that. And I think that brought in fundamental selling, which also kind of corresponded with a new marketing year low in export sales for the week on beans, and also the increase in the limits, which went up all the way to a dollar a bushel, anywhere from 90 cents to a dollar on this new variable price limit.
So now we're down at the support levels, and I suppose it's kind of important that we kind of hold at these levels, because you look below and you can go ways.
Yeah, 485, today's low in the meal, that gets you in the May futures, that gets you right on some major support or very near some major support. So that's where today, in my view, is just so much more important, especially given that we did get the wheat numbers out last night on the crop tour, and the fact that, you know, segueing into the feed grains, we're looking at a real substantial spread trade again. We're looking at Kansas City wheat at 835, best A36, best price since mid-March of last year. Meanwhile, the corn's being spread off against it, I suspect, because the planting weather's improving. But this could be a short-term feature, Dave. This could be the May break in the corn when it comes right down to it. And it could be the dip to buy for the feed grain guys who are livestock hedgers, because if the wheat continues to erode in terms of production potential and it takes on more of the look of 2011, the wheat goes up first and then the corn goes up second. And I think that's something I'm really looking at and exploring right now. And I say that because the hard red wheat people, whether you're on the tour or talking to producers out there, are saying that 260.6 million bushel number is a moving target. You're looking at cutting that maybe in half if this weather stays the way it is right now. Right.
So I have to ask you, is 524 December corn still in play in your mindset?
It is if the technicals hold up, but it may not be in the month of May. That's what I'm getting at, is this may be the May break because we didn't really have a break in April. I still want to respect the technicals, and that says to me, okay, go ahead and hedge it, but stay with paper positions. I was looking to transfer over into cash positions, making more corn cash sales since planters are rolling. But especially in light of what's going on with the Ukraine, I have to sit here and ask myself, because I have to report to my clients and say, okay, will Ukrainian corn going in the ground right now and being planted be Russian corn by pollination? And I think there's a real opportunity and a real possibility that that could be.
Yeah, and how much of that corn actually gets in the ground?
Well, that's just it. I mean, that's a moving target, too. I'm hearing anywhere from 9 to 16% fewer acres, 6 to 9% drop in yield because of fertilizer. It was just like today. You know, Egypt buys 110,000 tons of wheat split between Russia and Ukraine. It's almost like they went to the roulette wheel and said, let's go half green and half red because we need to lay off our geopolitical risk. And, you know, everything will be fine and by the time we need this June shipment, or it'll probably be in Russian hands. So let's spread off our risk here. And I think that's the uncertainty of this market that says stick with paper when it comes to corn, because Ukraine is such a more important geopolitical production risk for corn than it is wheat.
And Egypt went to there because, frankly, we're too high.
Well, we are, but we're not. You know, I was just looking at the numbers. We're at 290 a ton after this price break yesterday, and the bid went in at around 302.75 average. And if you add freight, yes, we are too high, but we're not sky high right now when it comes to the wheat bids. So, I mean, I think this really goes back to they're probably looking for wheat and wanting to get it out of the middle part of the European areas and the Black Sea areas as soon as they can, and they're not sure who's going to own it.
Okay, now what do I do if I'm a hedger and I was so bulled up that 524 was in play, and now I missed the boat on some nice puts?
Well, I don't think that you're missing the boats on the puts at all at this point. I mean, if you take a look at today, you're looking at puts up around 1 to 2 cents versus what they were yesterday on the close, and probably up about 5 or 6 cents on the week. So I think that still we're near that $5 level. I don't think there's anything wrong with coming in and buying 480 puts and selling $4 or 410 puts with the idea that it's going to be hard to take cash corn below that 380, 375 level. So I don't have a problem selling puts here. And I would reiterate, the feed hedger needs to be really careful here because he could be in an environment of worsening product margins for the pork and the beef, and that means his wholesale prices and his packer prices are not that great compared to what they have been, and he could still be under PED virus. The last thing he wants is increasing grain prices if it's due to crude oil prices going up because of Ukraine or due to corn prices going up because of Ukraine.
All right, let's turn our attention to the weather. And let me ask you whether or not, because we're getting a little bit later, not significantly late, but a little bit later, whether or not some producers will go ahead and change their intentions and the extra corn acres that they were planning on putting in the ground, not put in the ground.
No, I think they're more excited about corn than they ever have been because of the way it's looking for the guys that have already got it up and running and corn that sprouted through the ground. That's been one of the – I'm surprising you asked that, Dave, because it was one of the things running through my head this week was that you have a real excited area of Illinois and Indiana right now saying they've got some of the best stands they've seen in a long time. They'll push more corn if the weather opens up like it looks like it. I think the big three states now, because the crop progress report is Iowa coming in half of what they should be, Minnesota coming in at 4% versus 30% normal, and then Ohio coming in at 4% versus 22%. I think the trade is bearish going into Monday's planning report, but those three states really remain crucial.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn is 495.5 down 7.75. July, $5 down 7. December, 494.5 down 5. May soybeans, 1475 up 1.5. July, 1463.75 up 2.75. November, 1223.5 down 2. May soybean meal, 488.10 up 140. And you're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.